Greetings, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Beyond the Matrix, the radio program that unquestionably challenges you to think outside the box of convention and to explore with me and my great guests the many other possibilities available in the free thought zone. That's where we will journey to today during the program. Everything is available to us. No holding back. We are not mainstream. We are the alternative truth, and thank you for being part of that truth. So stay tuned. Here we go. Get ready for another hour of out there information. Hi, everybody. This is Patricia Corey. This is my last show and for Beyond the Matrix. So, uncannily, my guest, Burke Bear, is unreachable. So I guess that meant that I was supposed to come on and speak to you from the heart. And it'll be a short show, but I will take this opportunity to speak to you all about what's going on in my life and how I foresee where we're headed. So first of all, I would like to start by thanking everyone for all these years of tuning in. My God, it's been 7 years with the wonderful BBS radio. And talk about time flying. That is really unbelievable. And in these years, I have had some pretty amazing guests on. We've had controversy. We've had bliss. We've had every subject imaginable. And as you know, I love to dive in them all. As long as it's outside the matrix, it's information I want to share. But at this moment in my life, I've got so much else going on, and the hours, just I can't fit it all in. So I will be leaving. Let's call it hiatus. You never know. I've been welcomed back by the wonderful Don and Doug, who are the producers at BBS. They say I have an open door anytime I want to come back on. So who knows if I won't come back sometime in the future. But for now, very big news for me, most of you already know it, is that my new book, The Emissary, which is my first novel, comes out in March, and I am delighted to report that it has been optioned by Global Universe Entertainment, who have optioned it to become a major motion picture. So that is good news for a number of reasons. Personally, of course, it's a dream, but moreover, it will help bring my message about the whales and dolphins and the music of the oceans and the significance of that. And then the Navy, the sonar, harp, everything that is determined to silence that music and destroy the earth in battle, in a cosmic battle, let's say, for between light and darkness. So that you have that to look forward to. And oh my gosh, let's hope that it really goes into production soon and comes to the screen to help awaken masses of people to the significance of the mighty cetaceans around the planet. So that has been a whirlwind for me since finding out only days ago. And as you can imagine, it has sort of taken center stage in my life. I am delighted. Still can't believe it, but forward we go. As for the rest, I would like to discuss Egypt. We had planned a sacred journey to Egypt in November. It still is not canceled. However, we see that the situation in Egypt is becoming very grave and such a political bailiwick. I don't even bother to read the news about America's involvement there and what's going on. But one thing's for sure, it's a hot point on this planet, and I'd love you to send some love there, send some energy there. We all know how energy works, and right now Egypt really needs a lack of outside interference and an abundance of love and prayer and meditation to help that energy balance out and set Egypt back on its feet. So please, light a candle, and let's do what we can to send some light into that corner of the world. For the rest, wow, here I am in the Azores Islands. I have called this place Atlantis since I first landed years ago. And it never fails to let me down. I'm sitting here in my home here, looking out at this mountain. It looks like a pyramid today. It has a little pyramid at the top. You need to save pictures of it. When you have a chance, look on the internet for Pico Mountain and look at this little pyramid carved in the top. Something bizarre is going up there. Someday, well, I'll never have the strength to climb up, but someday some truth will be known about that as well. As so much is unfolding around the planet, so many new sites are being revealed. It's such a time of awakening as far as the ancient history of this planet. The more they try to shut it down, the more they try to bulldozer it down, to bomb it down, etc., more and more and more comes forward. So we need to hold on to that understanding that everything is perpetual, and that rather than mourn what goes, let's celebrate what's coming forward. I'm getting a little nostalgic now. I will miss coming to you every week now, but I will not miss the 6 o'clock wake up calls for my evening show, which to get to California time, 9 p.m., is 6 a.m. in Rome. That is just brutal. So for those of you who have said, I'd love to listen to the show, but it's a little early for me, try to imagine getting up at 5:30 and getting myself psyched up to do a show. Wowza. Before I get to melodramatic, I would like to spend time thanking all of you. You're doing great work. Keep the conviction of speaking your truth, and that I see a lot of people becoming more tacit and more silent, and I can't scream loud enough how important it is to keep your voice clear and to stand in your strength and your truth and your power. And understand how one person can make such a huge difference and how united we can change the tide of the planet. So with that, I will probably sign out now. Having my guest not show up kind of threw me for a loop. And as much as I ad-lib a lot, I find myself at a loss. So my dear friends, beautiful soul family, wonderful light workers, this is Patricia Corey. I was going to say nano, nano, I'm signing out, but not without once again thanking all the people at BBS Radio, Don, Crazy Don, Crazy Doug, for all the support. I mean, they have been so flexible, so supportive, doing everything they can to help me stay with you. And they also understand that this is a big time for me. So thank you, guys. You are doing an amazing job. BBS Radio, boy, you really, you never stop. You never falter. You never shirk from the job of bringing the alternate truth to the community. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, everybody, I am going to go and have a glass of wine and celebrate something I haven't done since I had this news, because I've been working 10 to 14 hours a day refining the screenplay. So it's a glass of wine time, well deserved. And I'm going to sit on my balcony and watch the clouds drifting over the sky and giving thanks for all that has been this glorious journey that is my time here. Many blessings, everybody. This is Patricia Corey for the last time, but not for the last time. It sounds like I'm going to die and go on to the next dimension. For the last time, for the moment, with BBS Radio, this is Patricia Corey saying goodbye. Don't forget, never stop seeking higher ground. Challenge, examine, and soar out of the matrix with the eagles up high in the thought-free zone. This is Patricia signing out. Nanu, nanu.